bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold.
I remember Christmases in Bedford Falls. That's where I grew up. Looking back 40, 45 years, that's what Springfield felt like back then. Bedford Falls. Remember the scene where Jimmy Stewart as George Bailey is running through the streets of Bedford Falls? It's a Wonderful Life. He's just discovered that his life did have meaning, and he's running through the street, wishing Merry Christmas to everyone and even the buildings. When I was a kid, that's what Springfield felt like. Snowbanks were much higher than they are now, and I didn't have to drive, so I didn't care. Times were a lot different back then. We didn't worry so much about the size of the gift. Sometimes we didn't even worry about the gift at all. It was the chance to be together with family and friends. And as a child, back then, if you got a bicycle for Christmas, man, you were in seventh heaven. And today, well, that wouldn't do. Today it's got to be Game Boys, and it's got to be $300 to $500 video games. It's instant gratification on the internet. Back then we didn't have that. Back then it was a big thing if you took two cans and put a piece of string in between them and talked on the telephone. Used to do that all the time. We thought that was pretty darn cool. We thought it was high tech. We didn't have computers back then. We certainly didn't have cell phones. Every family had a phone, and quite often it was a party line where you shared it with another family. Something's changed in our world. I remember Christmas lights on houses. They were simple, dignified displays, and today they have become bombastic explosions of light. And I think sometimes the lights on those houses are put up with no real thought, no real clear understanding of what those lights originally meant, what the purpose was, what it was designed for. In a way, I think we've let our kids down. We've allowed Christmas to become something too commercial, too exploitive, too much of everything without enough thought given to the real purpose, the real reason for the day. I know this makes me sound like an old-timer. Well, maybe I am. But Christmas was supposed to be, and is supposed to be, about something sacred, about something wonderful, about the birth of a baby that would change the world, and did change the world. And today, amidst all the flash and glitter, and all the too many presents, and all the buy it here now stuff, and everything that goes with it, we've lost that meaning. We've lost that understanding. I long for the old Christmases. I miss those days.
Christmas card you've sent for years, not the joyful sound when sleigh bells ring, or the merry songs children sing. That little gift you send on Christmas Day will not bring back the friend you've turned away. So may I suggest the secret of Christmas. Not the things you do at Christmas time, but the Christmas things you do all year through. Secret of Christmas is not the things you do at Christmas time, but the Christmas things you do. Thank you. waiting for the King, the new Messiah. We're following the star, shining brighter. Old man, won't you help us if you can? He shook his head, but he pointed his hand. There's a new kid in town, and he's lying in a manger down the road. There's a new kid in town, but he's just another baby, I suppose. Heaven knows there's a new kid in town, here in Bethlehem. I see you've traveled far, bearing treasures. You say these gifts are for the new King's pleasure. Well, I've heard that a king might come, and up till now there hasn't been one. But there's a new kid in town, and he's lying in a manger down the road. There's a new kid in town, but he's just another baby, I suppose.
God bless us, everyone. the streets there's children laughing, people smile as they are passing. Christmas time is here, our waiting is done. Wishing it could last forever, not just 12 days in December.